Welcome back, everyone. So, Marita, we have a great topic today. Tell me about it.
Oh, one of my favorites, discipline, the skills needed for that spiritual path. So, oh, I know it's a little bit triggering for some people.
It's itching a bit, right?
Yeah. But, oh, what does that mean? So many rules. What does discipline? I just want to do what I want to do. But there is grace in discipline. And I, you know, there's an opportunity to find that if you can walk with discipline in a good way. So why don't you start us a little bit about discipline?
Yeah, you know, I often think when I think of discipline, people feel like it's restrictive, right? And very often people think of, no, I want to be free. You know, I don't want constraints. And it's this idea that, you know, in nature, there are laws. Everything is under laws. There is nothing that's out of it. There are the law of nature. There are this original instruction. And everything abide by it, from the solar system to the earth, the water cycles, to the trees. And I often think of the trees because I love trees. And when I look at the oak tree, one of my teacher is very disciplined. There is not a day where he wakes up and decide, you know what, today I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to grow leaves, or I'm not going to, you know, turn toward the sun, or grow acorns, or grow my roots, or communicate to the mycelium and my roots, provide shadows to the bird. There is a consistency, which I see as discipline. And there is, because of that, an alignment into its essence. If you're constantly aligned with your essence, it is discipline. Obviously, as human beings, because we have these frontal cortex and the power of choices, we can decide today to be a very angry person, or we can decide, you know what, I'm not going to do my practice today, or I'm not going to do this. But we are in a system that is highly disciplined.
Yeah.
And we can see, is that working for human beings right now on the planet, right? Kind of not really well. But we think of discipline, I think, and I'll finish by that here, of school, where you're put in the context of someone teaching to you, your teacher, and forcing you into being something else, potentially, right? So sometimes you might learn something useful, but sometimes you might be something that's more useful for the system you're growing up in. And I think everybody think of discipline, you know, as a relationship to parents or to school, but not, that's not the discipline I'm talking about. I'm talking about the discipline to align the self with its essence, like the tree.
Yeah, you know, it's not the discipline of indoctrination or responsibility, you know. Yes, responsibility to yourself and who you are as an interdependent being. But, you know, that oak tree, right? Everyone wants great things, right? There's even laws of manifestation, right? People have made millions upon millions of dollars teaching those laws. So they worked it.
It worked for them, at least.
It works for them.
There are the proof is in the pudding, right?
Exactly. They worked within the laws, right, of culture and dynamics, and were able to exploit that. But discipline, you know, when you can't just wake up one day and be like, I want to be an Olympic athlete, and you go to the Olympics, right? And that means you have a passion for a way that your body moves and an expression of how it interacts. And I'm staying away from the word competition, because that's a whole nother thing. And so whether that's whatever you do in your life, you know, find that passion, you're not going to automatically be an Olympian, be a Pulitzer Prize writer. That's a journey. And you don't have to reach that, right? That doesn't mean you're not doing it. But practice. It takes practice. That's why they're called practices, spiritual practices, to be done daily, because that oak tree, you know, didn't just grow a taproot overnight. It took time, hundreds of years to grow to what it is. Yet people go and they're like, oh, I want that tree. You know, that's the one I want. plant in my garden. And it's like, number one, your garden is too small, right? You can't just take things that have spent a relationship with time, with discipline, right? What we call time as well. And just be able to hijack that, right? It takes time because then it's not yours and it's not leading you to your truth. Discipline for me as well, like I said, is a path of grace, allowing yourself to check in. Like, how am I doing? Am I still walking a path that is aligned? Do I have help? Do I have practices that are helping inform me? Do I have practices that are allowing me to be my best self in relation to the all? And, you know, I've had students that, you know, I come from a very, very disciplined background. And the traditions that I train in have a lot of discipline in them. And many times I'll ask people, you know, who are in crisis, you know, are you doing your practices? No. Come on, Rita. Why would I do those things? You know? And then I ask other people of my students who are in crisis, and I say, how are you doing? They're like, I'm fine. I'm doing my practices. Two people in crisis, right? Because we live life, we're going to be in crisis situations. One is supported by discipline because this discipline is allowing them consistently to check in and get help. Check in. And I think that's what people think, that discipline is I am the one becoming the Olympian. No, your coach is helping you. The people in your family are helping you. You're supported by all these things. So discipline isn't this singular thing. Is for me, it's an invitation to be constantly in relationship and remind myself I'm an interdependent being. So I see discipline as connection. I get to connect today. I get to explore today. I get to ask for help today. I get to not know today. I get to wonder today. And because I have a set of practices, it allows me to, wherever I am, whether I'm traveling or not, whatever the situation is, I can sink into my discipline, right? I can sink into that rootedness. Because no matter where I am, whatever's happening in the world, right? There's a lot happening in the world. Those practices remind me that I can be in alignment or get back to alignment, which means I can get back to an interdependent relationship with the all.
Mm. Yeah, I always felt, you know, I like that you mentioned that, because for me, discipline is very connected to the essence of being a sacred being and tending to it.
Yeah.
We're going to assume that you that is listening, watching us right now, agree that you're a sacred being, that you're an emanation of creation, as sacred as the bees and the plants and the flowers, not more, not less.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in constant relation to the discipline of nature. The sun is rising every morning and we can calculate exactly when it does. You know, he's not going to change his mind. And so me honoring my morning practice, for example, to sit with the sunrise, to pray toward the east, to light some tobacco, to make an offering, is my recognition and honoring of my relation, of its discipline into the sacred. It reminds me of the sacred in me in case I've forgotten. So there is this really honoring aspect in the discipline. It's like, no, I'm not going to let myself taken by the world that I am not any of that and be distracted. I think also when I think of it, I often think that the systems we are in are very disciplined. The colonial system is very disciplined. The capitalistic system is very disciplined, right? Mm-hmm. So there is a whole different vibration that we are in that is extremely disciplined. Mm. Anger is very disciplined. Separation is very disciplined. Confusion is very disciplined. Disconnection is very disciplined. And if we are dwelling into that vibration, the only way we can rebalance the self and our life is making sure we have a disciplined practice of alignment, a discipline ritual. And especially if we are dysregulated, especially if we are going through crisis, as you were mentioning, right? Because I need to kind of pound back, because the forces that are on the other side are disciplined. They are going to repeat, like the advertising on TV. They're repeating and repeating and repeating. They know that by having this discipline, our mind or psyche gets transformed. So what am I left with? My own power to decide, my own discipline with myself, my own alignment. So for me, it goes beyond just, I want to feel good, or it's the right thing to do. It's more, no, there is a, I don't like to call it a battle, but say a balance to bring here. And as spiritual practitioner, we practice and we are disciplined around that, because we know the impact it has. My prayer practice impact not just me, but the whole world. It has ripple effect, any ritual that I do. And so the last thing I would say is that I truly believe that spirit sees a commitment on both sides. And if they see someone that is disciplined, that is really engaged with this practice, spirit, well, like, okay, you are a vessel for that force of love. You're a vessel and portal for change. And there is a support of that, right? In the same way that the tree is going to support the saplings that are growing well, because they know that, right? And if one is dying, they're really not really helping anymore. Sometimes there's an illness, they might fight it, but then like, you know what? Let's support that. So spirit is going to send messages, support, transformation. But if we only show up once in a while, if it's not regular, how can spirit show up, right? It's like, okay, today you want to, you know, pray. So in my experience, people that really experience deep transformation and that can navigate crisis, any crisis really in better ways, are people that have a strong discipline, especially when there is no crisis.
Yeah.
Especially when it's not needed, because then we have this stamina, it's the muscle. It's like going to the gym, right? If you only go when you need it, it's going to be really hard. But if you go every day, it's going to be very easy, right?
Yeah.
So I see that as a potent force to balance the world and say, I'm committed and disciplined around the way I want to show up in the world and the way I want to show up for myself, so I can show up in the world, right?
Yeah, a lot of people want great power, but do not take the practices to get to that. You know, like you said, you can't, you know, if you're going to the gym, you'll get stronger, not just overnight. And so I think this is really an invitation to recognize all of life is disciplined. All the systems are very disciplined. So it's an opportunity for you to find your discipline in that, so you can have the freedom to choose. You can have the freedom to grow and not be told, right? Discipline isn't being told who you are, not in Indigenous practices. It's to help you, to give you tools for you to be you. Mm-hmm. So we hope that you find those tools, whether it's welcoming the directions in the morning or showing up just to practices that are public or private, just show up. That's all you need to do.
Thank you.
No, thank you.